Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And today we are going to do something that we haven't really done in a while, which is just spend our time talking about one idiom.
Yeah, and the idiom that we are talking about today is no-brainer.
No-brainer. So basically what we are going to do is give you a situation where you can use this really awesome phrase, which has to do with making a decision.
Yeah, but we're not talking about difficult decisions here. We're talking about easy decisions.
Yes. Whenever you have a decision that is really easy to make, it's no problem at all. You can use this awesome phrase, no-brainer.
All right, but why don't we listen to the dialogue and see how we can use it?
Well, that's a no-brainer.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Tim. Are you going to Jackson's housewarming party this weekend?
I'm still on the fence. I'd love to go, but...
Come on. Everyone is going. There will be lots of food, booze, and even a live DJ.
It sounds like fun, but it's just a bit out of the way.
I'm driving. I can give you a ride.
Oh, in that case, I'm definitely going. That's a no-brainer.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Tim. Are you going to Jackson's housewarming party this weekend?
I'm still on the fence. I'd love to go, but...
Come on. Everyone is going. There will be lots of food, booze, and even a live DJ.
It sounds like fun, but it's just a bit out of the way.
I'm driving. I can give you a ride.
Oh, in that case, I'm definitely going. That's a no-brainer.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between Kristen and Tim, and it starts with Kristen saying, "Hey, Tim, are you going to Jackson's housewarming party this weekend?"
Okay, housewarming party. This is a really fun kind of party, isn't it?
It is. It's when your friends come over to your new place for the first time.
Right. Now, very important here, it doesn't need to be a house. It could be an apartment. I guess if you lived in a car...
Yeah, it's basically anywhere where you live.
Right, and like Lisa said, it is a new place.
And frequently when we have housewarming parties, we bring them little gifts, like wine or other things like that.
Right. Didn't you say there was one funny gift your Korean friends brought you?
Yeah, actually, in Korea, they normally bring toilet paper to housewarming parties.
I think that's really smart.
It is. It's very, very reasonable and logical.
And useful.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, in the past, when I have had a housewarming party, people have brought me stuff for the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. You mean like cooking oil?
Yeah, cooking oil, pots and pans. Nobody brought me toilet paper, though.
No. Yeah, it's not something that's really common here. Okay, but going back to the dialogue, Kristen has just asked him if he's going to the housewarming party, right? Mm. But Tim hasn't really decided yet. He says, "I'm still on the fence."
Yeah, so this is another phrase that has to do with making a decision, right?
Yeah, but here you can't make the decision.
You can't do it. You're on the fence. You could go to one side of the fence. You could go to the other side of the fence. But you don't know which side is better.
Yeah, so for example, I could say I'm on the fence about where I want to travel.
Yeah, that's my problem too. I'm often on the fence about very simple things like what to eat.
Yeah, that's a really common one. But you could also use it for like bigger decisions like work, right? Like I'm on the fence about which job I should take.
Right. You can be on the fence about really, you know, small things like noodles or rice, or you could be on the fence about very big things. We all have to make decisions every day of our lives.
For sure. And when our friends are usually on the fence, though, we try to convince them.
Yeah, we want to get them off the fence. Hey, come on, come to the party. The party will be fun. Everyone is going.
Yeah, right? If you don't go, you'll be missing out.
Right.
And Kristen also says there will be lots of food, booze, and even a live DJ.
Okay, food. Everybody knows food. It's very delicious. What about booze?
Booze is alcohol.
It's alcohol, yeah. It's a fun word to say, isn't it? Booze.
It is. It's slang, though, just a note.
Yeah, it's slang, but it's super common slang. Like, in fact, even when you go to a party, oftentimes people will invite you, and on the invitation, it will say B-Y-O-B.
Yeah, bring your own booze.
Bring your own booze, which means I'm too cheap to buy booze for my friends. So you bring your own.
Yeah, but it makes sense, right? Especially if you're inviting a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like Jackson here is not very cheap. It sounds like he is very generous because not only is he giving his friends food and booze, but he has also found a live DJ.
Yeah, so here he doesn't have a recording, right? It's actually a person who is there.
Right, it's live, man.
Yeah, and you probably have seen this before. You've seen live news, or maybe you've seen a live concert.
Yeah, like live music is really fun. It's fun to play. It's fun to dance. Now, of course, not everybody likes live music. Sometimes they just want to listen to their iPad.
Yeah, for sure. But you know what? It is fun. And Kristen tries to convince Tim this way. But Tim doesn't sound completely convinced, right?
Mm.
He says, it sounds like fun, but it's just a bit out of the way.
Oh, yes. Okay, out of the way means it's a little far.
Yeah, maybe it's not very convenient for you to get there.
Right, so maybe there's no bus, or maybe it's just, like we said before, it's just very far away.
Yeah, and frequently, you know what, it might actually be out of the way, or maybe you're just using this as an excuse.
It's an excuse, yeah. Actually, maybe Jackson just lives down the street from me, but I really don't want to go, so yeah, it's just, you know, it's just a bit out of the way.
Okay, but Kristen doesn't want to take no for an answer here, right? So she's saying, I'm driving. I can give you a ride.
Okay, so a ride. We all know ride as a verb. You can ride a horse. You can ride a motorcycle. But here it's a noun.
Yeah, and when you use it as a noun, like to give someone a ride, it means that you are going to drive them somewhere.
Right. Now, I heard that they say something different in the UK.
Yeah, in the UK, they normally say lift.
Give someone a lift.
Yeah, so just remember that Americans say ride and people in the UK like to say lift.
Now, Canada is a fun place because, you know, we are very close to the UK in terms of our history and culture, but we're very close to America in terms of geography.
That's right. So we actually use both,
right? So can I get a ride to the party? Could I get a lift to the concert?
Yeah, sure, I can give you a lift.
Aw, that's so nice. And it sounds like that was enough to help Tim make his decision. Because he now has a ride to the party, now he knows that he is definitely going.
Yeah, so that's why he says, that's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer. Okay, so we have finally arrived at our word. No-brainer means you don't have to use your brain.
Yeah, so it's a very, very easy decision because you don't need to even think about it.
Mm.
So what other things could be no-brainers then?
Well, for me, you know, I said before rice and noodles. Actually, I like noodles a lot. So for me, if someone says rice or noodles, that's a no-brainer. Same with tea or coffee for me. Tea is okay, but I really like coffee. So if someone says, Adam, would you like tea or coffee? I could say, that's a no-brainer. I'll take coffee.
Yeah, so we definitely can use it for things that we really like. But sometimes for some people, it is related to money.
Mm.
So, for example, if someone offers you a free vacation, well, that's a no-brainer. You take it.
Exactly. Now, of course, if you had to pay for the vacation, then you might be on the fence, right?
Yeah.
I want to go, but I don't really have the money.
Yeah, or you know what? Maybe you are on the fence about what job you should take.
Yeah, one job, the salary is very low, and the other one, the salary is really high, and there's a ping pong table and free coffee every day.
Yeah, so that would be a no-brainer. You would go with the one with the higher salary.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and a last example could be, well, you guys are all learning English, so we could ask something like, what is the best tool for learning English?
Oh, well, that's a no-brainer. It's open language.
Ah, I see what you did there. Okay, guys, there are so many ways you can use this phrase. Why don't we go ahead and listen to how Kristen and Tim used it one more time?
All right, sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hey, Tim. Are you going to Jackson's housewarming party this weekend?
I'm still on the fence. I'd love to go, but...
Come on. Everyone is going. There will be lots of food, booze, and even a live DJ.
It sounds like fun, but it's just a bit out of the way.
I'm driving. I can give you a ride.
Oh, in that case, I'm definitely going. That's a no-brainer.
Dialogue, second time.
Hey, Tim. Are you going to Jackson's housewarming party this weekend?
I'm still on the fence. I'd love to go, but...
Come on. Everyone is going. There will be lots of food, booze, and even a live DJ.
It sounds like fun, but it's just a bit out of the way.
I'm driving. I can give you a ride.
Oh, in that case, I'm definitely going. That's a no-brainer.
Okay, you guys, well, we just listened to that one more time, but we want to know, what are some no-brainers for you?
Yeah, we talked about vacations and jobs, but we want to know, for you, in your everyday life, what kind of decisions are really easy? What kind of decisions are no-brainers?
Yeah, also let us know what kind of decisions put you on the fence.
Oh, yeah, I don't like those decisions. But in any case, this is a really useful idiom if you want to make your English sound more native, sound more, you know, natural, then you really need to start using these idioms in your everyday speech.
For sure. All right, and thanks as always for listening. See you next time.
All right, bye, guys.